So if you take the election stakeholders like the Electoral Commission, the security agencies and so on, I think the attitudes of Ghanaians generally was positive. And I think that is significant to note because considering the kind of challenges the Electoral Commission had confronted when it decided to completely compile a new register. So coming out of it with a positive, you know, sort of rating from the public, I think was a booster for them.
How enthusiastic are they? What about the issue of comporting themselves at the polls? Because some people are expressing concern that there could be violence. Others are saying Ghanaians have been known to be peaceful during elections. But what are the expectations about how peaceful and stable the atmosphere will be during the election process?
In terms of readiness to participate, I think 9-10 say, you know, they would probably vote or they would vote on election day. Mm-hmm. And that is very high. The question is whether or not they will turn up on election day. But that shows that it's quite positive. I think on the violence side and the security issues, there are concerns. There are obvious concerns with vigilantism. So there's a statistic that I think was worrying, for instance. 71% of those surveyed say that they will feel more comfortable with armed security guards, you know, widespread.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you about the policies of these major political parties. How are people responding to their policies, and will people vote on their policies based on your findings?
There's an interesting flip in terms of, I think, the two major parties. If you take their 2016 manifesto, so if you take the 2016 manifesto of the MPP, it was about jobs and all of that. And then the NDC was about sort of, you know, continuing, you know, stabilizing and continuing the work that has already been started. And basically, there's been a flip. So now, if you still look at the NDC manifesto, it's about jobs and so on. And then the MPP is now wanting the stability and the continuation and so on. So, in a way, what it does tell us is that the issues haven't changed. And if you look at their policy priorities, the top three, infrastructure, unemployment, I think is either health or education, one of the other ones. So that those issues still, at least the top two, still continue to be an issue for citizens.
I've heard some people say that the Electoral Commission has, you know, organized this election very well. Others are saying they are displeased with some of the things that have happened in the run-up to the election. But how comfortable are people, the public, about how the Electoral Commission will organize this upcoming election? And how comfortable are the political parties participating in this election?
I think at a popular level, from the pre-election survey, it's very clear that the trust ratings, the confidence is high, about 67% rated, you know, quite highly. So they are seen to have, I think every electoral activity that they implement well, like just the recent presidential voting. Mm-hmm. The machines perform well, the big issues with, you know, names and, you know, people turning up and so on, no incidents. That then makes them even stronger in terms of giving more confidence. And the public also trusting them that they will deliver on election day. So I think every activity they do, and they do it well, would help them.